your clothes and me, and I'm just trying to leave home again. Plays on my mind, you know I lie. Made me wanna blaze and run and hide. Got me laying low again. Plays on my mind,
okay.
But you know I lie.
You know I won't leave when I say that.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a lovely day so far. I'm back with everyone's favorite co-host to play the game, which Mike will work. Try that.
Bingo.
Okay, doesn't sound great. Try that.
Nope.
Yeah, baby. Officially, today was Mike 4. Oh my God, we should have people. Okay, well, I don't know how we do this.
People take bets before the show.
Bets and cast your votes, and then everyone like collectively decides. Okay, so I'm Mike 1, guys.
How is this Mike 4 also? This was like Mike 1 last time I was here.
Lord knows.
People just swapping these out left and right.
No, yeah, I always think that's Mike 2, but like it does say Mike 4, I think.
Yeah, it definitely does, but I feel like it was definitely Mike 2 or Mike 1.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some, is what I always say.
You win some, you lose most.
So 2, 3, and 4 are guest / host whatever mics. So listeners can decide how they want to vote. Text your votes in, except I don't know if there's a way to do that. I think there's a chat. I don't know. Regardless, that would be fun. Or amongst your friends. If you listen with friends. You can cast votes and email WMFO or call in or whatever.
Or tweet it.
And it'll be awesome.
Tweet it and use hashtag smiling ears.
Yeah, facts. Blow our station up. Oh, this is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You gotta let me do that one time.
Heck no.
Come on, I could rattle that off so fast.
All me. That's all me.
That would sound like those lawyers at the end of, like, ads.
Yeah, I get. That's why I get so nervous, because I'm like, I'd say it really fast.
This is Aiden, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
You can't say it twice.
Why can't I say it twice?
I don't know. It's just the rule. I don't mess with the WMFO rules. Like, they have restrictions, and I'm following them. And Aiden just willy-nilly out here, never been trained a day in his life.
I just like to think outside the box.
Nonsense.
I'm just not a conformist.
Yeah, that's another thing about Aiden, listeners, is that he loves to break rules that he deems to be quote-unquote ridiculous or unnecessary.
The fact that you can't say that line, that sentence, two times in one show is ridiculous.
No, you do say it two times in one show. You just can't say it. Like, it's zero to five,
more than two
and then
times in
55
one show.
To the end of the show. So there's
it's
certain
still,
times.
It's still zero to, oh, it's not zero to five. Anymore. No, it was zero to five when I said it.
Right. We're going to get a fight on air. Turmoil. There's
it's
a
like
news
that,
story.
It's like that kind of song.
Two news anchors ripped apart. Radio hosts ripped apart by each other. Found.
Jesus Christ. Just ripping each other's limbs off. Is that what our fights look like?
Yeah, just extreme physical altercation. No, like, words are exchanged. Just blows.
Like, fight.
We just go absolutely insane.
You just hear primal screaming.
Next time you have a fight with your friends, listeners, surprise them. Don't argue with their crazy terms. Just
just leave them with less appendages than they started the fight with.
Got me cackling out here. Wowza, that was fun. What a banterous ride.
All right, Nina, what kind of music is in store for us today?
All right, we got some crazy tunes. What? Aiden also added some little tunes.
Yeah, wait, can you play them in the first half this time? I'm always so sad when I can't
hear
my songs.
That always happens to you. Okay, so you want to do State Line, that one? From sure. State Line Down?
Yeah, it's okay. Only three.
Only three. Okay, so Aiden, want to chitty chat about your...
Yes.
Song?
All right, well, this first song is called State Line by The Dip. I'd never heard of The Dip before this song popped up in my Spotify. And it was a cool song, and it sounded like a Smiling Years vibe. And then the song after that is from the excellent movie, I think it's, what's it called? Black Panther Wakanda Forever? Black Panther 2, whatever it's
ooh.
Called.
No, I feel like Wakanda Forever is one, isn't it?
No, this one's called Wakanda Forever.
Oh, ignore me. Ooh, that is a cool little,
little picture?
Yeah.
It's called Love and Loyalty, by a lot of people, none of which I recognize, but it's a really good song. And the last one is, I've been getting into some Brazilian trap music recently, and this is the only one I could find that wasn't explicit. I assume most of my our listeners don't...
Is it by MC João?
It is not by MC João. It's by... They're all called MC. It's called by MC Ryan SP, MC Ariel, and MC Don Juan.
Love it.
It's so funny.
Can't wait for some Brazilian trap music. Yeah. Sounds like a freaking blast.
I mean, I assume none of our listeners speak Portuguese, so I feel like we could play explicit stuff if we wanted to, but...
But we're not going to, because those are the rules of WFO.
So true. So, and there's a, I feel like there's a big Brazilian population in Medford.
True,
so.
There actually is. I'm always seeing, like, Brazilian flags.
Yeah, I think our neighbors are Brazilian or Portuguese.
Really?
I don't know. They speak Portuguese, so.
Huh. So cool. You can kind of tell by the vibes.
Yeah. It's like Spanish, but a little more ju 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 ju.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so. Awesome. Let's
hit it.
Let's play this bad boy.
Wish I could save you. Seems like it shouldn't be so hard.
wish I could replace you. Maybe we could leave it all behind. Oh, I wouldn't mind. State line is 100 miles away. I never felt so distant before. Oh, state line is 100 miles away. I never felt so distant before. Let me introduce you to all of the ways I can let you down. Let me seduce you. Maybe we can get this off the ground next time around. Oh, state line is 100 miles away. I never felt so distant before. Oh, state line is 100 miles away.
Loyalty, yeah.
Was long.
Yep, sorry.
Aiden was like, so that song was longer than I realized.
Oh, just wait till you hear the next one.
Yeah, so the next one's 11 minutes, so we shan't be playing all of that.
Yeah, give them a little.
We're giving you
preview.
A little taste.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got some feedback from viewers, and we've heard that they really enjoy when we have themes to our show.
Yes.
So we were thinking that today, you know, considering it is December 1st, first day of the last month.
Yeah.
We could do a Christmas-themed show.
Woo! Woo!
And my first question is, what is your favorite Christmas tradition that you do with your family or friends?
So this isn't a tradition exactly, but I just, okay, this is also not, I think, okay, they've changed a lot over the years because we do it in different places. So, like, my grandparents have moved, so I feel like the traditions do change. But a weird thing that I like that I don't know if it counts as a tradition is I just always feel like Christmas is a snacking holiday.
Yes.
Like, there is just food.
Yeah.
All the time. Everyone's vibing. Everyone's eating. We, like, you know, we open the stockings eating. We go to the Christmas under the tree, eat a little bit more. Everyone's vibing. Everyone's happy. We watch Christmas movies. We're in a coma, and we're just, like, snuggled on the couch. And it's so good. Like, it's just so good. And everyone's just chilling, hanging, doing their thing. And it's awesome. And that's what I'd say. It's one of my favorites. Just, like, the casualness of Christmas. Whoops. And Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just the vibes of the Christmas sometimes. I don't know if every family does that. Also, like, the different sides of my family are kind of different. Like, I'm thinking of more of my dad's side of the family. Mm-hmm. The vibes. But...
That sounds awesome.
Still good. It's all, yeah, no, it is awesome. What about you?
Oh, my favorite Christmas tradition's gotta be monkey bread. Do you know what that is?
Why do I feel like I've heard of that?
Oh my god. It's so good.
What is it?
Have you told me? It's like a little cake that's like in the shape of like a big donut. And it's a bunch of little balls of dough that have all been like mushed together.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
And then they're like I don't want to say marinated because it's dough, but they're like covered in this like
cinnamon icing?
Sugar. Oh. And then you cook it, and then you put this like sloppy like syrupy sauce on it, and it's just like you it's called monkey bread because you eat it with your hands. You just like pull out one of the little chunks.
Oh, that does sound good.
Because it comes apart, all the little chunks come off easily, and it is just like pure sugar and fat, and it's warm and delicious. And every Christmas morning my mom whips one up.
Your mom makes from scratch?
Nah, you get the little, you buy the little dough packets, you know, the little Pillsbury, like, tubes. You open them and they kind of pop.
Oh.
And then she just, like, rips those up into quarters, and then those are little, the dough balls, and then she covers them in sugar and cinnamon, and then puts it all together and bakes it and puts the little glaze on top. It's absolutely scrumptious.
Sounds delicious. Oh.
Yeah, that and the Christmas Eve party we have are two.
Wait, what do you do for Christmas Eve?
We just, like, there's, like, I want to say, like, seven, maybe, families who we've, like, been friends with for a long time. And, like, honestly, I think probably my parents met them through me, just, like, my friends in elementary school who all live in the neighborhood. And all our parents became friends. And we just, like, their whole family comes over. And it's just like the kids. I guess the kids are kind of adults now, but our generation hangs out. It was really fun when we were kids. We'd just like play hide and seek and do fun stuff. All the adults.
Did they come to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like the house.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's fun because like my parents like never host parties except for Christmas Eve.
Oh, so. Really? So that's their thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like your parents are known around the town, like bringing those chocolate chip cookies to everyone.
Yeah, that's true. We do have some really good chocolate chip cookies at that party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Kind of the staple of the party. It keeps them coming back.
Yeah, wow. Sounds so good.
Yeah. And another question.
Oh.
Christmas related, because I have to go soon. Okay. And I want to hear your answer.
Okay.
Do you have any memorable Christmas gifts that you got when you were a kid?
I know what you said. I don't know. Like, of course I did in the moment, but like trying to think back on it, I'm like,
it's not a materialistic gal.
It's not that materials don't give me joy. I'm just like trying to think of as a kid, like what type of stuff I wanted. It's gotta have just been like the latest toy. It's just not ringing a bell for me.
I can answer.
Okay, yeah, Hugo.
I remember, I don't know, I was so young. This was back when I used to, like, read all the time.
Aw, Aiden was a cute kid.
I feel like every kid our age, like, used to read a lot and then kind of just stopped.
Mm.
Once they got an iPhone, probably. But anyways, yeah, I used to read all the time, and I used to love the Hardy Boys.
Oh my god, I feel like I read those, the little guys that, like, did exploring.
Yeah, little homies who were, like, solving mysteries.
Yeah, and, like, I read the Boxcar Kids or whatever, Boxcar Children. Did you ever read those?
No, I didn't read that.
Oh, icons.
But yeah, no, so I love the Hardy Boys, and the thing about the Hardy Boys is there's, like, a million books.
True.
One Christmas, I woke up, and there's, like, a Hardy Boys book right outside my door in my room. And then there's another one, and another one, another one. And it was leading, like, a path of Hardy Boys books down to the Christmas tree.
Aww, that's so cute!
It was awesome. It was very memorable.
I love that. Yeah. Well, that's an experience. See, you and me are experiential. Because that just reminded me, I was going to say, like, one of my side of my family does maid gifts. And those are always bomb.
Oh, maid, like, you make them.
Yeah. And it's so fun. So, like, half the enjoyment is making them yourself. But then you get worried that yours aren't good enough, and that's the whole thing.
No, but yours are never not good enough. They're always perfect.
But, yeah, so now that you say that, I'm like, that's such an experiential thing. I'm sure that's why you remember it still.
Those are the best gifts.
So true. Wait, so did you get more gifts after your million Hardy Boys?
I don't remember. Honestly, it didn't even matter to my little brain.
You're just like, I get the Hardy Boys. Yeah. Wait, were there library books or were they bought books? Because that's another thing.
I think they were bought, but I mean, like, I guess they're used because I don't think they sell new Hardy Boys books anymore. But
really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I remember them being a little bit.
Because I was thinking if there's like literally one on every step, maybe they did library books because that's insane.
Yeah. I think they probably got a package deal. Probably went to like a yard sale or something. And like,
love.
I don't know. Because they're pretty old.
Well, I'm also picturing them literally on every step. That probably wasn't how it actually happened.
No, I don't think.
In my head, I'm like, little Aiden's just with there was a giant lot, stack
there
of books.
There was like toppling at least over. 15.
You know, that's 20. A sizable chunk.
That's an absolute marathon of Hardy Boys, folks.
You know what I think also? It's like Hardy Boys was created because like Nancy Drew was for girls. And then they needed... I don't know which one was created first. Interesting question to look up.
One was the counterpart for the other?
Yeah. Like, gotta be.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up now.
I feel like that era was just so huge for mystery books.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'll look up Hardy Boys. You look up Nancy Drew.
Okay, perfect. Wow, this is like so fun for our listeners to just listen
to
us
type on our phones.
Yeah. When did Nancy Drew come out? 1930.
Oh, wow. I think that's probably got 1927 for the Hardy Boys. Wow.
The Nancy Drew mystery stories have sold over 70 million copies. Wow. I once read a stat that was something like, if you got all the Harry Potter books and lined them up around the entire world, it would cover the whole surface of the Earth like 3 times, something like that.
That's insane. I don't believe that.
Like, around the Earth. Circumference.
It's not like it wouldn't cover the whole surface of
No.
Then there would just be millions, like, Harry Potter books piled up to the moon.
No. Okay. But something crazy stat. I don't remember what it was, but a lot of Harry Potter books have been sold. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, great series.
Such a good series. Right, are you still, you never watch any of the movies?
God. I watched a couple of the movies. All right, well, I gotta go.
No, can't be late for class for like the millionth time.
No, I'm like always late to this class, but I'm gonna try and get there on time today. Bye, guys. Signing off.
Ethan, signing off. I just turned your mic off, so your power is officially gone. Now we're going to listen to this 11-minute song, but just kidding, I won't make you wait through that entire song. It's going to be like 2 minutes, and we're going to have our fun with the song, and then it'll be over. Let's do this. Oh, it's called also, for reference. Yeah, I'm not even going to be able to pronounce that. Let's just listen.
Gordinho do caralho!
Pode apitar!
E aí, tubarão, cadê a revoada?
Esqueça tudo, bebeu!
Eu revoei de novo, tô de ressaca mais uma vez, onde foi uma loucura. O bololô rendeu salseira, pitos da casputa. E as cunhadas tá ligando e me chamando.
Ian, cadê meu marido, filha da puta?
Então já vem sem celular. Os velhinhos é casado e se postar vai arrastar. Ligo é pra tudo no modelo GTA. Na mansão Long Beach, o que acontece fica lá, só cola quem transa. E aí, novinha do bundão, dos peitinhos de limão, me inscrevi no OnlyFans só pra te observar. Ela tá tacando até o chão, tá descendo até o chão. E os malucos tá doido pra te amassar. E embora, bora, fez marquinha hoje em casa. Tu é minha ousadinha, desce linda, capricha na cidade.
Primeira morena que eu vejo correndo pra fora de casa, da casa dos pais. E aí, voadeira, foge pra minha goma. Desce gostoso na clandestina dos mais. Oh, que bunda de biquíni, salto alto. Olha a tequileira fazendo absurdo com esse seu rebolado. Joga, joga bunda, joga linda pra cá. Isso tá virando um vício, vou largar meu compromisso. De segunda a domingo me envolvi num bololado. Liga o tubarão, cola meu gordinho. Pega aquele mel que o pai tá no pique. Cola a raridade, aquele do verdinho. Hoje eu vou fumar.
na festa vagabunda. De biquíni, salto alto. Isso tá virando vício. Vou largar meu compromisso de domingo a domingo. Me envolvi num bololaço. No pistendo pra amortecer. No pescoço é só tonelada de voz. Que o ouro até brilha e é fácil de ver. Que nada no palco pode ofuscar nós. Sagaz pra chegar e calmo pra sair. Sem zero na conta que eu quero buscar. Viver só que os cria pode usufruir. Então corre que o corre faz proporcionar. Baliza lotada, três bomba pra cada mansão. Tá focando no modelo ruim. É nessa dimensão que traz inspiração. Ela é bagunceira e tá com amiguinha. Cê é baile de sexta, eu vou pular de Jordan.
I actually enjoyed that way more than I was expecting to. That was awesome. I mean, I guess we could keep listening to it, but we also have other stuff. I think we didn't get to play this on our last show, so I'm excited. It's Where You Belong by Little Dragon, and then I also have Hang Low by Black Odyssey. I don't remember if I played that one, so we'll get those two. And then I've been just loving listening because the Smiling Ears playlist is so long. If anyone wants to see it, it's on Spotify, Smiling Ears. You'll be able to easily find it. But it's like 20, 30 hours of music. So I've been having so much fun just shuffling and listening to it because there's so many different vibes, so many different energies, you know. You got tons of like pop stuff, old stuff, new stuff, whatever. It's just great. So I thought it'd be fun to do just like a complete mix for the second half of this show. Because, you know, I love my reading time. I'm still reading The Paper Palace, if anyone's interested. You know, it's only getting better, and it's only getting crazier. So, I'm entertained. But, yeah. I'm going to play these next few songs, and then I'll let you guys know when I'm going to start the Smiling Ears Shuffle. So, this is Little Dragon. No, Where You Belong by Little Dragon. What a fun name, Little Dragon.
Que gordinho do caralho!
If I saw my last day by my side, these kids be growing fast, watching by my side. When clouds are overcast, you there, whenever I'm me up my dear. When I open my eyes, I can't hear your voice, I can't
love that song. Okay, so now we're gonna shuffle. Woo! First on the shuffle, Naked by Malia. I hope you guys enjoy this because I'm gonna have a blast listening to all these past songs.
Naked for hours now, talking on the phone. Wanna close my eyes, but don't wanna let you go. Tell me something about you, babe, something I don't know. Just another minute of time, another minute of time. The way you whisper in my ear, babe, it makes me feel like you're right here, babe. So is this what they call the honeymoon? Conversations. I just wanna give in to temptation. You could either leave it or come take it. I'm laying here for you, naked. 4 hours I've been trying to say goodnight. We've been laughing out 4 hours and forgot about the time. Gotta start by your name. Won't you do the same for mine? They call the honeymoon. Late night after hour conversations. I just wanna give in to temptation. You could either leave it or come take it. I'm a lady for you, naked. Naked.
Joanna, why you do me just like that? I go don't give you all my loving. Love me too, I love you back. Joa, Joa, Joanna. You be the man damn sugar. Man damn sugar. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby.
Mad.
Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Big package, hey. How do I manage, hey? You gon' make me turn savage, hey. Body cause damage, hey. Joanna, Joanna.
How you do me like that?
Hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Joanna, Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Oh, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Hey, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho?
Give it to them, hey, give it to them, it's up.
You know, one thing I will say about those songs, and that song and others like it, if you're ever needing a confidence boost, maybe going to a job interview, taking a hard test, listen to those songs, and I personally feel unstoppable. So, just putting that out there, recommendation to my listeners, it's a blast, they're such fun songs, and... you know, I got a little boogie in your step. yes. Anyway, that was hilarious. But I'm also having so much fun because these songs are all great and they're all different varieties. And that's what Smiling Ears is all about, doing different things and just switching it up. Next song is Terry Presume. Presume? Act Up.
Lesson, though I hate the pain, my heart's investment surely left a stain. You chose your weapon, nearly hit a vein, but I can see sadness in you. You thought I was coming back, that's a no. You were always getting mad for control. I won't fall into a trap that you sow. I've been going back to black like a foe. I won't be the reason why your heart broke. Even though my love is icy, that's cold. She ain't met nobody like me before. And I belong to somebody like me, not like you.
I'm gonna make you act up today.
Told me not to trust a daddy like you. I had to learn it by myself, can't live vicariously through. I know the sunshine doesn't shine the same when I'm gone. It's been a long time since you was waiting for me at home. But look, I'm back inside the city where you did me that wrong. Although I let you go, I can't let go of venomous songs. I know it's been a long year and you done shed tears. And I've been super gone, you getting close to my peers. And you can't seem to catch a break. Cause every single catch you had, you just let them get away. I'm gonna make your man. Cause every single catch you had beside me, you could still replace.
Upside down, you mumbling.
right when it's just us two. Daylight, playing by the rules we know won't lead to change. We unfazed, working for the wrong man. Unpraised, working for the hand we know won't ease our pain. And baby, I know you're mad, so we don't talk about it. Don't even wanna think about the way we could be living. So baby, let's float away, ease your mind. No better than to waste your time. I know we both been thinking that when the night comes, I feel home. I can find a place here, I can let it go. And when I've lost complete control, I might find a life here, momentary low. You'll find me in the night. Alright, when we play an art game, 2 days, then we do it your way. I can't see an end. I stay up only just to realize, wake up when I hit the sunrise. I just can't pretend. And baby, I know you're mad, so we should walk away. But talk about terrible timing, first I gotta get paid. Baby, I know you've had enough of everything you say, but we gotta keep on climbing, then we do it our way. Then when the night comes, I feel home. I can find a place here, I can let it go. And when I've lost complete control, I might find a life here, momentary low. You'll find me in the night. You'll find me in the night. You'll find me in the night. You'll find me in the night.
awesome song. Oh, I love that song. And I love Michelle. She's, well, I don't know. I think it's a band, maybe. Anyway, awesome all around. So we got one song left. It's going to be Bedroom by Litany. And this is Nina. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you guys have enjoyed this little smiling ears throwback as much as I have. It's just a blast. It's just so fun to hear about all the different music that we've looked at and thought about over the past, you know, year, which is so crazy. It's coming up on a year since me and Kate started it. Sad not to have her here anymore, but it's cool to have another co-host, and maybe I'll have even more in the future for next semester. But yeah, it just feels like this whole library of music that now I have access to and can draw on from, like, all these different genres, and that can hype me up in totally different ways. So I'm feeling really excited and happy about it, and I can't wait to see how many more songs we have by the end of this year. Year and a half, smiling ears. Year and a half of shows. It's just crazy. So with that being said, I will leave it off to the last song. I hope y'all have a great day today. It's gorgeous outside, as always. And have a good Christmas. Although I'll be back before Christmas, so don't even worry about that. But with that being said, Bedroom.
I wanna call you, what's your number?